"We were overwhelmed," says Colonel. Commander testifies on April 10th clashes. An Army officer who commanded soldiers during a confrontation with redshirt protesters on April 10th last year says he regrets the loss of life, but his men were outnumbered. "They were attacked by unknown assailants using guns and explosives," said Colonel Tamanun Witi, head of the 1st Army Command Operations Unit. He recalled the clash in testimony to a sub-panel of the Truth for Reconciliation Committee, which is looking into the violence. It was the first time an Army officer had spoken at the inquiry in public about the clash, which claimed 27 lives. Colonel Tamanun said his troops could not accomplish the mission they were assigned, to reopen connecting roads on Ratchadamnoon Klang Avenue to traffic by clearing away protesters. A few thousand troops were operating that day and night. They faced tens of thousands of protesters, whose numbers grew quickly into the evening and night, said Colonel Tamanun, then a deputy commander of the 12th Infantry Regiment from Sakgao. Other units in the clearing operation included 450 troops from the 19th Infantry Regiment, Kanchanaburi, 300 from the 2nd Artillery Regiment, 300 from the 21st Infantry Regiment, and a few hundred others from units including the 2nd Infantry Regiment led by Deputy Chief of Staff Rom Klau Tuwatam. Colonel Tamanun said his unit traveled along Pitsanulok Road to Nakhon Ratchasima Road, straight to Dinsaw Road, reaching Satri Witiya School by 5 p.m. "We were very close to the protesters, separated from them only by pickup trucks. They gave us food and water as supplies could not reach us. We were in effect sealed off and outnumbered by the protesters," Colonel Tamanun told the sub-panel chaired by Somchai Homlaaw. Asked why the operation was conducted at night, Colonel Tamanun said his commander ordered a halt by 6:15 p.m., but he could not withdraw from the area. The 12th, 21st, and 19th Infantry Regiment troops were confronted by tens of thousands of pushing protesters, he said. Asked if there were any soldiers stationed in nearby buildings, he said there were too few troops and they could not be divided up to seal those buildings. "The men who were shooting were not us. In fact, even soldiers in helicopters were shot." Colonel Tamanun was injured by the first of two bomb blasts that hit Dinsaw Road. As commanders were having discussions with their immediate commander, Major General Walid Ratchanapakdi. The second bomb followed shortly after, killing Colonel Rom Klau and seriously injuring Major General Walid and the commanders present. He said the blast did not come from hand grenades or M79s, or more soldiers and civilians would have been killed. He believed they were improvised explosive devices, since a dozen nails from the blast were found afterwards. He said he asked Bangkok opposition MP Wichan Minchainan, who was among the protesters, to tell the redshirt leaders to stop pushing as there were so many injured soldiers. Residents helped Major General Walid, who was injured, change into plain clothes so they could move him from the area, he said. Some redshirt protesters also helped stop the beating so soldiers could flee. "Rescue teams found it just as hard to do their job," said Songsak Pomsaidon, head of the Disaster Command Center under the National Institute of Emergency Medical Service. "We are supposed to be treated as neutrals, but soldiers thought we were supplying arms to the protesters, and protesters thought we were supplying food to the troops," Mr. Songsak told the hearing. The panel's inquiries are continuing.